Gary, that must make a change, talking about a win inside.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Hasn't it, Robin? I'm still a bit emotional, to be honest, because it was an intense 90 minutes and it's been a frantic week, to be honest. It really has. It's been an up and down week. And to finish it off with 3 points, having led as part of the interim leadership team, the team that's just lost 8 on the bounce, I'm so proud of him. But we can't get carried away. It's one step and we've got 5 huge games left, and we've still got a hell of a lot of work to do if we're going to get ourselves out the risk of relegation. So it's been a while, and not quite sure what to do, if I'm honest. Whether I have a beer or two tonight, or joking apart, said to the lads, enjoy this. It's a nice feeling. Not had it too much recently, but it's only one piece of work. And a bit like we said at half time, I can't remember the last time we were leading a game at half time. I said we've played well, but we've done nothing yet unless we close it out. And I've said similar, it's one game, we've got 5 left, and we're not resting until we've finished the season and left everything out there. And the rest of it, the league table will look after itself.
Got to mention the penalty. From where we sat, that was not a penalty.
It looked dubious from where we were. We felt as though that the referee wasn't really sure if it was a free kick or not, and then the linesman gave it. But as it happens, the information that we got, and I spoke to the fullback, and he said he got a touch, and then there was a slight tackle a split second after. I haven't spoken to the referee yet, but the information we got back was that the referee knew it was a foul. He just didn't know whether it was in the box or not, and that's why he went over to the linesman. The initial fury was around that we felt as though the linesman actually gave the penalty from 90 yards away across the other side of the pitch. But the pleasing thing is that we're not talking about that decision at the end of it having cost us, to be honest. And we're talking about the fact that the lads put a right shift in. And to be honest, put Jack Boscott up front for the last 10-15 minutes. Mitch White, not played for 6 weeks, put a right shift in, had a hand in one of the goals. We've recruited lads who, for varying reasons, haven't really been playing too much football. Max Jemson was immense at the back, he's not played for 6 weeks. Sam Lockley hasn't played at all much recently, got a fantastic goal, unfortunately had to come off with his ankle flaring up. Taroon has gone on and done 30 odd minutes, having not played since he picked an ankle injury up and ascending off weeks back. Jack's been out for ages, so it really is a patched up squad today of lads who have put their bodies on the line and really put a shift in, and left me really questioning where that's been, if I'm honest, because I've seen stuff today. After 15 minutes, I said, whatever the result today, we're going to put a shift in, you can tell. And it has left me questioning a little bit where some of those performances have been, or the individual efforts and performances, but collectively today, nothing but proud of them. But yeah, it's moving on now to the next game, which most people probably won't give as much of a hope in, but it's a free hit.
You go and give your best, that's all you can do.
And that's all we ask of Robin. That's what I said to the lads in the week, that's what I said to the new lads that we've brought in, and that's the message that Courtney, Steve, myself have given the guys today. Matt as well's travelled over today. That's all I can do. And having been involved with this club a long time, if you give your best on the football pitch and you get beaten by a better side, the supporters will accept that. And as I say, quite an emotional week going back to last week. I just sat there at the end of the final whistle. Just there's no heart, no soul in the performances. It was 11 individuals out there. And I think anybody who was here today, who was there last week, will be amazed at the contrast. And I'm very proud of the players. But I do wonder where that was for Jeppo. So, it is what it is. We move on.
It was good to see your 3 front men all score.
Yes, and the goals were, the third goal, Finn's goal was a bit scruffy, but the first 2 goals in particular were very well executed, to be honest. And, really pleased. Really pleased for Sam Moore as well, who worked ridiculously hard today, left side of a 3. Fantastic goal that was. Mitch were, I think... Jack Thatcher chased the sort of course down on the right, set it back to Mitch, fantastic cross, and what a finish. I'm delighted for him. That was the second goal, but Sam Lockley's finished for the first goal as well. I really do hope that the ankle that's flared up isn't too serious. He's had a serious ankle injury in the past and hasn't played too much, and it's flared up a bit today, so I'm really hoping it's just a reaction of him not having played a few weeks, and that we've got him available next week, because we're running out of time to sign players, and we've just said in there that we've got to tactically sign some players to get us through to the end of the season and give us the best chance of staying up, Rob.
Will there be any changes for next Saturday against Bourne?
I'd be very surprised if not. Taroon Rahilla, we know before today, he was in the squad, but he's going back to Brighton for a few weeks because of the Easter holidays with university. Oscar McClure, who was on the bench today, is also going back to Reading, I think he is. but he has offered to travel to games, which is fantastic. Great attitude. So we'll see. I'm hoping that we'll have Kane Lee back next week. He's promised that he'll be at training. We're hoping to get him involved for today, but he was on call with work. So we're hoping he'll train on Tuesday and go from there. Whilst he's not had too much football lately, he's been really working hard on his 5Ks and 10Ks, so he's got some base fitness there, so he could be a good addition for us. And potentially Jack Andrews might be back next week as well, in contention. So we're just having to manage it, the personnel game to game, and again, we've got a number of conversations that we need to try and complete over the next few days to see if we can get one or two more reinforcements in as well, Rob. So,
and to add a bit of a cream to the trifle, if you like, that Lincoln have won against Kimberley.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I must admit, the few
last
lads.
Last minute.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Oh, fantastic news. Okay, I wasn't aware of that. The lads were looking at phones at half time, and I wasn't too happy with that, looking at scores and stuff. And I said, look, let's just get our job done. Let's not be worried about other teams. So, and in fairness to them, I didn't see one phone in there just before I come out. So, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
All right, okay. But that said, there's still a hell of a lot of work to do to get us out of this. We could just relax tonight, enjoy a few drinks, and go again from
build
tomorrow.
Build on it for Saturday. So,
but no, one happy, very happy man. And one last word of thanks to the interim team today, the help and support and work that they've put in over the last few days, and phone calls they've made, and attempting to try and sign players have been phenomenal. And today, I thank them in the dressing room, but as I said, there's a lot of work to do. We've only just started, so if we can continue like this, great. But if we get on the end of it hiding next week, people will go, it's just one off on it. But delighted.
Great stuff. Cheers, Gaz.
Thank you. Cheers, buddy.